Hello everyone, this is Chris, aka BlindGamer95, and I'm back again to do another YouTube video. Yeah, I know, it's been way too long, and I said I wasn't gonna do one until the summer, but you know, I found some time and I'm gonna do one today. So, the game we're gonna do is called Perilous Hearts. The game is a demo. It's a concept demo because it hasn't really been released. It came out back in 2011 and development kind of stopped. I think it's still possible that it's going to be finished, but we're not sure when. But yeah, Perilous Hearts is a jungle adventure. So basically, the story is your girlfriend got captured by something or someone, and you have to go find her. And she was in the jungle somewhere in Africa. So, before we dive into that, I'm just gonna say that I'm using my Zoom H1, which is a stereo recorder. So, if my voice is too weird and if it comes from different sides of the stereo field, well, yeah. And there's also background stuff, but I can't do much about that. So, this is a game for Windows, just like the other ones that I reviewed. But I've used a program on the Mac called Wine, which is an emulator that lets you run Windows programs. So I have VMware Fusion and Wine. So let's get started here.
Doc, Blast Bay and VG Storm Games.
And yes, it's made by Blast Bay Studios. The same ones that did Kringle Crash that I reviewed about a year ago now. Anyway, let's turn off VoiceOver.
VoiceOver off.
And I'm using a Bluetooth keyboard because it's easier. So let's press enter and wait for it to launch.
Blast Bay Studios presents Perilous Hearts.
Okay.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter.
We're gonna turn the music off using a home and end. You can also use page up and page down to adjust the music. I don't like the music. I find it distracting, but yeah, there you go. So we're in the main menu, and the voice that this uses, it uses your default system voice. So on Windows 7 and Vista, that's Microsoft Anna, or on 8, it's the Microsoft David, Zira, and I think Hazel. Basically, it's the same as Adventure at Sea Colon. It uses your default system voice. This is an emulator, so I had to install speech basically. So we're using Mary, the old voice. So if I hit the down arrow,
Start Adventure.
that's obvious.
Load saved adventure.
Load, that allows you to load your game.
Delete saved adventure.
That allows you to delete your saved games.
Speaker test.
Speaker test. We're gonna run this again.
This should come from the left, this should come from the middle, and this should come from the right.
Use your start adventure.
And hopefully I'm recording this in stereo. I think I am. And
Load delete speaker test.
That's very important.
Exit.
So, and then exit.
Start adventure.
So let's.
Please select a slot to save your adventure to.
Okay. Slots. You have slots 1 through 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Return to main
So
menu.
in theory, you can save up to 10 different games.
1, 2.
So, let's choose slot 2, and I'm gonna press enter, and I'll let you listen to all the stuff that happens.
Since this is merely a concept demo, we will not include the full-length introductory story. It is enough to say that Jim's girlfriend, Melanie, has been kidnapped while doing volunteer work in a little village in Africa. Jim does not know by whom she has been kidnapped, but sets out on a seemingly hopeless quest to find her. Before he can get going, however, he is in desperate need of supplies.
Okay.
Use your up and down arrow keys to cycle between options. Press the left and right arrows multiple times to select items and adjust quantities where applicable. Press the space bar to get more information about an item, and choose done when you are ready to proceed.
Alright, so, and I'm sorry for the background noise if you can hear anything. It's probably my sister yelling, because she always does that. Anyway, so we're in the store, and as it said, you hit the up and down arrows to move through your different items, and you use right arrow to buy or increase the value, and left arrow to decrease. Also, if you hit the space bar, you get information. So let's go through this real quick. Well, not real quick, because I'm going to show you all of it.
Rifle.
Okay, I'm going to hit space bar.
The rifle costs $600 and comes with 10 cartridges, each containing 15 bullets. Extra cartridges are available for $20 each. This rifle is excellent for long-distance targets. It inflicts a great deal of damage, but is nearly impossible to use in close combat and does not fire very quickly.
That's the rifle. We're going to buy about
10 cartridges.
So I'm just hitting the right arrow.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21. Cartridges.
I'm gonna buy 21, just because, I don't know.
Revolver.
Okay, hit the down arrow.
The revolver costs $350 and comes with 15 cartridges, each containing 6 bullets. Extra cartridges are available for $10 each. This revolver works particularly well at short range. It inflicts a moderate amount of damage, and fires quickly, which makes it the ideal choice for close combat.
There you go. We're going to buy the same amount.
56 and 8, 9, 20, 21 cartridges.
Just to keep things the same. And again, I'm sorry for the background noise if it's picking it up. It probably is.
Spear.
Okay, spear.
The spear costs $110. It is very well sweet for targets that are a few feet away, and if swung properly, it can really pack a punch. Though keep in mind that due to its length and weight, it's not the best choice when speed is critical.
Okay, the spear. We'll buy that.
One. Pepper spray.
Pepper spray. I'll show you this. I'm not going to get any because I don't find it useful right now.
A bottle of pepper spray costs $75 and comes with 15 bursts, each additional burst being priced at $3. Hitting someone with pepper spray not only causes them a great deal of pain and discomfort, but also blinds them temporarily, which will give you a great advantage in battle.
Okay, we're not going to buy any of that.
Medkit.
Medkits. These are very, very important.
A medkit costs $45 and is an absolute necessity in any potentially dangerous situation. These convenient little injection needles are sure to get you back on your feet if you've sustained injuries. They take a little while to work, of course, but I would definitely recommend you stock a fair few of them.
Okay, we're going to get about 20. That should be enough for...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 8, 9, 20.
Okay.
Body armor. A body armor vest costs $95. Carrying a few of these around will be well worth the extra weight if you find yourself under attack, as they protect you from the majority of damage inflicted by an impact. Naturally, each vest can only take so much, so I'd advise you to get at least a couple or more to be safe.
I'm gonna get...
One, two.
Two of them, because we'll need them in level two.
Adrenaline pills.
Okay, these...
An adrenaline pill costs $30. It boosts your overall speed and energy a great deal over a short period of time, but it unfortunately also causes lower general health while it's in effect. You should regain this health after the influence of the pill has worn off, though. For legal reasons, I can only sell each customer 5 of these at a time, because they can be fatal if used incorrectly.
Okay.
Check remaining money.
Now, check remaining money. When you first go into the store, you have $3,000, I think.
$570.
Okay, I still have quite a lot.
Adrenal body armor, 2.
Oh yeah, and the coin sound.
Medkit pepper, scare, revolve, rifle, see? Revolve, scare, pepper, medkit, 20.
That means that you have purchased the item. I'm going to get some more kits.
25, body armor, a drug check room, $345, a drug body armor, 2.
We can get some more body armor.
3, 4, 5, adrenaline gill, yeah. Body armor, 5.
That means I can't get any more because I'm running out of money. So.
A drug check room, $60.
And by the way, if you hit the left arrow,
adrenaline body armor,
like this,
4, a check room, $155.
You get your money back because it just adds and subtracts.
Body armor, 5.
Okay, so we have $60 left.
Adrenaline pills.
I'm going to get 2 of these adrenaline pills.
1, 2.
Basically, they, as it said, they make you go faster, and you can only have 5 of them. Because they can kill you if you don't use them correctly. I'll show you how those work, too.
Check room done.
So we're going to hit done. Okay.
An uneasy confidence has settled over Jim. Now he's prepared, at least. But somehow, that's worse. It makes everything more real. He thinks of Melanie. Where could she be? And who would kidnap a volunteer student?
Who?
Only the first question interests him. There's no time to lose. He shrugs on the backpack, grunting under its weight, and stands by the road, waiting to flag down a taxi to take him to the airport.
All right.
Jim walks down what he supposes would pass for the main road here. Nothing more than a dirt track, with dry grasses along the side, tickling his legs. The heat was the first thing he noticed getting off the plane, and he's still noticing it. It's the driest heat that Jim has ever felt. It feels like every drop of moisture in his body is being sapped by the air, which is so thick it almost has a weight. Still, looking around at the lush vegetation, the swaying ebony trees, and the tangled mangroves, and listening to the birds chattering high up in the canopy, Jim thinks it's almost worth it to be so stiflingly hot.
Well, no wonder Mel liked this place. God, I hope she's all right. Well, I guess I better sit down and have a drink, and then, well, I might try and hunt something.
All right. And again, I'm sorry if you can hear stuff in the background, like right now. That's my sister. She's really, really loud. Can't do much about that. So, we're now in the game, and as you can hear faintly, there's stuff going on off to the right. Those are animals and things like that. But first, I want to go over, keys. So, the top row of numbers, one is your
knife.
Use the space bar. To use your weapon, just like in Adventure at Sea, colon?
Revolver.
That means that it's not loaded. If you hit A,
0.
That gives you your ammunition count. And R, Shift A.
21.
21 cartridges. That tells you how much ammo you have in reserve. Now, if I hit R, you just loaded it. If I hit A,
6.
6.
Rifle.
Hitting 3.
0.
0. 0 ammo.
21.
If I hit R. Alright, we've just loaded that. If I hit A.
15.
Okay.
Spear.
4 is the spear. Sounds like that. And 5 would be the pepper spray if I bought any, but I haven't because I don't personally use it. Okay. So.
Nice.
We'll go back to the...
Rifle.
And if I... Okay. If you hit tab...
Medkit. 25.
Medkits.
Matches. Body armor. 5.
You can also use shift tab to go back.
Matches. Body armor. 5.
I'm going to keep tabbing.
Adrenaline pill. 2. Medkit. 25. Okay. Matches.
And again, I'm sorry for the background noise. I can't help it. Okay. pressing enter on an item will make you use it?
No, I'd better not waste them.
So those are your matches?
Body armor, 5.
Body armor, we can put some on. So you press enter. Which brings me to the next thing. If you hit H.
Excellent.
Health is excellent. Shift H checks the condition of your armor.
Excellent.
Excellent. And if I tab.
Adrenaline pill, 2.
Adrenaline pill, bleh. Okay.
Medkit, 25.
Medkit, 25. Okay, well, we're not going to use those yet, but I'm going to keep my focus on that. So if I have to heal, I just have to press enter. Now, to save your game, you hit F2.
Adventure saved.
It just saves your current progress. If I hit escape.
Paused. Please select an option.
So this is the pause menu.
Resume adventure.
Resume. That's self-explanatory.
Save adventure.
Save adventure.
Load saved adventure.
Load saved adventure.
Return to main menu.
Yeah, all these are pretty self-explanatory. So if you want to go into the menu to save, you can certainly do that.
Exit. Resume adventure.
Okay, resume. And we press enter. Now, to walk, you just use your left and right arrow keys. This, we're walking on grass. If I turn in to the left, you hear the turn. I'll turn back to the right. Left. We're on rocks right now. Okay. I'm just going to go all the way over here and turn back to the right. Now, to run, you hold the control key and the right arrow, and that makes you run a little faster. To look, you do shift plus the up, down, left, or right arrow. So if I use shift left arrow.
Mountain wall, 1 foot.
Mountain wall, that's off to my left. I can't go to the left. If I look to the right with shift right arrow.
Grass, 19 feet.
Grass, 19 feet. You can also look up and down.
Nothing.
Nothing. And of course.
Nothing.
Well, nothing under me. The look feature works up to 20 feet, I believe. So, let's start going. Walking across the rocks. Now we're in. Okay. Now, that is a monkey. You can hear it climbing up the tree.
Knife.
Now I'm going to use my knife. I just killed it, and, okay. Ooh, okay. Now, I'm in a tree. I'm going to go back to the left, because you can't jump when you're underneath a tree. So, that creaking noise is a vine, so you can hear it going back and forth. So if I hit the up arrow, you've caught it, and to climb, you use control up arrow. You just hold those down. Alright. The means that he climbed onto the branch. And the other sound, the little crow thing that sounded like birds, was vultures that basically come down and kill the... and eat the dead bodies that you kill. So if I look.
Tree, 1 foot. Branch, 2 feet. Air, 7 feet. Vine, 14 feet.
Okay.
Nine.
Hey, let's get rid of this monkey. Oh. Yeah. The AI in this game is actually pretty. Ooh, and I just knocked it out of the tree branch and down to the ground. So.
Rifle. Knife.
No, I'm not going to waste... Here, let's try my spear.
Spear.
So, I'm walking along the branch. You can look down.
Grass. 13 feet.
And you can actually fall, which I'll show you in a little bit. Or not, because I just walked off the end of the branch. But yeah, there's branches that are on top of branches, and you can climb up and jump up onto... different levels. It's pretty cool, actually. Let's keep going to the right. That's another tree and some more vines. But we don't really want to do anything right now. So we're going to the right, because this is a side-scroller. And if I look...
That monkey, 14 feet. That monkey, 15 feet.
Ooh.
But, 15 feet. That monkey, 20 feet.
Lots of dead things. And yeah, the AI in this game can actually fight... The creatures can actually fight each other, which is very... very entertaining. Now we're on mud. That's a vine. Now we're in water. As you can hear, there's a monkey, and a chimp just died. There's another monkey. There's another monkey. Yeah, the monkeys will not hurt you. Now, what will hurt you, which we haven't seen yet, are the boars. I'm gonna look to the right.
That monkey, 1 foot, quicksand, 7 feet.
So there's quicksand. Now, I'm gonna...
rifle. Knife.
Okay. Oh, and that, what you just heard, was, basically, I'm right by the quicksand, so I killed something, and it fell into the quicksand, and... ooh. And that chimpanzee fell, apparently.
Mine. 4 feet.
And that's a boar. Ooh. Killed something that went into the quicksand. Now, I'm gonna save my game.
Adventure save.
If I take one step to the right... oh, go away. Now that boar just got angry at me.
That boar, pee-pee.
Now.
That boar taken.
We need to pick that up.
Nine.
And I'll show you in just a second. Okay. But yeah, the enemies in this game get angry at you, at each other, and they will randomly kill things and try to kill things. Like that. That's what I love about this game. This game is so... like, the violence itself is probably not realistic enough. Well, probably too... I don't know, like... I would expect everything to constantly kill, but still, this is pretty cool. Because in most games... the computer player is just chasing after you and ignores everything else. But as you can see, if I quit jabbering, that chimp just died. So I find a lot of times I just like to stay in this level and watch things kill each other and kill things. And that's a boar that just died off to my right. All right.
Quicksand, 6 feet.
So, I'm going to save my game.
Adventure save.
Okay. Obviously, if you try to go into the quicksand... and the chimp's just going there. Okay.
Use your loads, please. 1, 2.
Let's load slot
loading,
2.
Please wait.
So, also, once this loads... The quicksand is too wide to jump over.
Quicksand, 1 foot, mud, 9 feet. That monkey, 11 feet.
So,
that chimp.
There's a vine right above us, so if I jump, ooh, and the chimp fell. Oop, got it. Coming up. And yeah, to jump, you just hit the up arrow. Now, jumping in this game works differently. When you jump, you have to press the right arrow, but the timing, like, I don't know how to explain it. The quicker you want to press the right arrow when you jump up, the farther you'll go, or I think the higher and farther. It's not like Adventure at Sea Con where you can just jump up and hit the right arrow really fast to go really far. It's a different type of mechanic. So, anyway, we're on this branch, and if I look down...
mine, 1 foot, mud, 18 feet.
Actually, let me go over here.
Quicksand, 18 feet.
Okay, we are right above the quicksand. Now,
adventure saved.
I'm going to save again. Something interesting.
That boar, medkit, 20 adrenaline pill, body armor, matches.
If I eat enough chimp on the tree branch, if I hit, okay, so if you hit delete, it'll cause you to drop things. Now what's cool is if you're in the air, like on a branch or on a vine, and you drop stuff, it'll fall. And since I'm right above the quicksand, well, I dropped my matches into the quicksand and they're now gone. So
paused, resume and egg returned, load save please, 1, 2.
We're gonna load.
Loading, please wait.
Okay. So loading. Do-do-do-do. There we go.
Knife.
Alright.
Tree, 5 feet.
Keep going here.
Branch, 6 feet.
So you have to keep going.
Knife.
Get off my tree.
Rifle.
Ah. And I scared that chimp away.
7.
This game is awesome. Sorry. Okay.
Branch, 1 foot. Air, 4 feet.
So there's air to my right. Now, if I take another step, I'm gonna fall.
Branch, 3 feet.
Okay. I'm gonna hit the down arrow, which causes me to fall down, but this time I should be able to... Okay, I'm on the branch.
Nice.
Go away.
Great.
Health, is that great?
Air, 4 feet.
We're just gonna...
Branch, 4 feet. Branch, 10 feet.
Ooh.
Bush, 15 feet.
Just gonna walk off these branches. So yeah, as you can tell, there's different layers. Like, there can be branches on top of branches, and... Ow.
Rifle.
Alright, you're not dead.
Revolver. Rifle. My rifle.
Ooh, two of them. Get rid of these. Nope, I'm walking to the right.
Rifle. Zero. Nine.
I know, I'm evil. But they keep spawning, so...
Nine.
Jeez.
Revolver. Nine.
Nope. You don't stand a chance. There we go, now it's quiet. So.
Slightly injured.
Ooh, and I'm injured. If I hit shift H.
Torn.
Torn. My armor's gonna give
revolver.
Out.
Revolver. Zero. Rifle.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting away from me. Damn it. Oh, well.
Naya. Injured.
Ooh.
Shredded. Naya.
Okay. So, we've gotten across the quicksand. Sorry, I get carried away killing things. It's just so funny.
Naya.
There's a vine right above us. And,
Bush. 9 feet. Grass.
Just keep going. I'm not gonna climb the trees, because...
Rifle.
Sorry, I like to kill stuff too much. So, we're gonna keep going. Because I want to show you something. Just keep going. Uh-oh. Ooh. Alright! Two of them! the monkeys are the only ones that don't do anything except walk around and make annoying noises and climb trees. So, let's...
Badly injured.
Okay. Now. These are bushes, so you'll know when you're walking on bushes when it sounds like this. As opposed to just the grass sound. Okay. Now.
Badly injured.
I'm badly injured. So we tab.
That more matches. Body up adrenal medkit. 25.
Medkit? Okay. Check my ammo real quick.
Rifle. Yeah. 10.
Okay.
Badly injured.
So I'm going to take about... I'm going to take two of them. And we're going to wait. So, well, actually...
Injured.
Yeah, see, I'm injured. If I wait a few seconds...
Injured.
Well?
Injured.
Maybe I do need more than two.
Slightly injured.
Oh, see? So they're healing me over time.
That boy, medkit, 23. Slightly injured.
Take two more.
Fair.
Ooh.
Fair.
Yeah.
A drop medkit, 21.
Four should get me back up to tip-top shape.
Great.
See, we're already at great.
Great. Great.
Now, if I look to the right...
Mud, 5 feet. Shallow okay. Water, 10 feet. Deep water, 20 feet.
So, yeah, and again, I'm sorry for my sister yelling, but let's keep going. Now.
Excellent.
We are in excellent condition. I'm going to save.
Adventure saved.
So we're in the water. Doo-doo-doo! Oh, and what's that roaring? Now we're in deep water.
Waterfall, 11 feet.
Okay. Keep going here.
Waterfall, 6 feet.
And obviously, you don't move as fast in the deep water, because, well... because it's deeper and it's harder to move.
Waterfall, 2 feet.
Now, if you try to jump over this... you die.
Use your load, please. 1, 2. Loading, please wait. So,
let's go over how to do this. So, there's a reason we killed the boar. Now,
that boar, match that boar.
If you press enter.
Yeah, yeah. Just eat that with the skin and fur and other tasty things. It'll be great for my constitution.
So we hit number one.
Knife.
And,
always handy to have a knife with me. I'll slice off a few pieces.
There.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not a butcher.
So now you have...
raw meat matches. Raw meat cuts.
Raw meat. And if you try to use it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll just take a bite. You know... just because I'm in the jungle doesn't mean I'm an animal.
Alright.
No body armor.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Excellent.
So.
Grass, 2 feet. Bush, 12 feet.
It's 6 o'clock.
So, and that was our time.
Body adrenal medkit matches.
Okay, if I hit enter.
Well, I can't just light the grass on fire, no.
So, the solution, if you haven't guessed it already, is to go up here to the bushes and press enter on the matches.
All right, let's strike a match.
Okay. Strike a match.
And put it to the bushes. Well, I got a pretty nice little fire going.
Now, realistically, he would have set the whole grass on fire, the whole jungle possibly, or part of it anyway. But, you know, so if we look to the left.
Fire, 2 feet, grass.
Now. I'm going to save again.
Adventure saved.
Because I want to show you what it sounds like when you die in the fire. Ouch. Burning alive doesn't feel good.
Use your load save. Okay. Deplete 1, 2, 3, 2.
So, We will loading the game. Please wait. Again, I keep saying this, but I'm sorry for the background. I can't really do much about it. Still waiting for it to load. All right.
Fire. 1 foot.
Fire. So, I think you know what we do next.
Raw meat cuts.
Tab to the meat and press enter. And,
rifle. 10.
No. I'll let the board go away. So we press enter. And...
Ah, the smell is gorgeous. Let's try it. I better save the rest.
So, he made the boar. Okay, so if we tap...
Body boar steak.
Boar steak. Of course, you can't use it. Let's go to the right. Okay, I'm going to save again.
Adventure saved.
And...
Body armor. 4.
Put on some armor. And, let's see.
Rifle. Revolver. 0.
Load my guns.
Rifle. 10.
10.
19.
19 cartridges.
Revolver. 18.
18 cartridges for that.
Rifle.
Alright, we're good to go. So.
You are standing by the waterfall, not sure how to get past it. You see a man far in the distance, and call out to him. After speaking for a short while, the man offers to guide you around the waterfall by a hidden path, and take you to his village in exchange for your boar steak. You agree, and the two of you walk away together.
Alright.
There is the village. You are just about to enter, when you hear a terrible scream from inside. You see that three enormous leopards have broken through the village palisade, and are attacking the livestock. Time to act.
Alright.
Call resume.
So, level 2, you're in, I guess, like a town pasture, or a farmyard, or a barnyard, and there's three leopards that are killing the goats, and that's what you just heard, were some goats going by. This is going to get pretty action-packed, and I'm not going to really talk that much, because I'll be focusing on killing the leopards, but, yeah, so you just walk through the level. I like to jump, and I'm going to use my rifle, because it's the most effective. So, let's get going. And by the way, this is timed. If a certain number of goats get killed, you lose.
Say the resume adventure.
So let's go.
Rifle.
Yep. Whoa.
Ooh boy.
And oops, revolver. I love that sound. When they die.
One. Slightly injured.
I'm injured, but it's okay. Let's find the last one. Whoa!
Revolver. Zero.
Oh. Run.
Badly injured.
Crap. And...
Sure. You skillfully murdered all the leopards, and as a result, a large portion of the village field is now covered in their guts. Be proud.
Sorry, but the demo ends here.
So, that
use your up and down exit
is the concept demo of Perilous Hearts. You know, I think it's a really cool game, especially the platforming part of it, where you can climb on tree branches and climb up vines and jump from vines and jump onto branches and jump off of branches. this is something that hasn't really been done that much in audio. I think a lot of games that sighted people play have this, but this is a pretty unique game. I'm sad that it's kind of been shelved. You know, I hope eventually it's developed, because I would buy it.
Speaker exit.
Let's exit.
Thanks for playing. Exiting program.
But, you know, I think it's a really great game concept that has potential. Obviously, the text-to-speech is gonna be replaced. That's what I read when the guy was making it. I think his name is Philip. He's a guy from Sweden who also made Kringle Crash. He owns the Blast Bay company. But I think this is a really cool game concept.
Voiceover on. QuickTime.
Let me turn on voiceover. You can get this if you go to blastbay.com/PERILOUS_HEART_CONCEPT_DEMO.exe, and you can download the file and install it on your computer and have some fun. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and I'm sorry for the background noise. I hope this has still been a very informative and entertaining review, and I will be back at some point, hopefully pretty soon, with some more games.
Menu bar. Menu extras.
Until then.
OneDrive. Stop recording. Menu extra.
Take care and have fun killing those jungle animals. I know I do. So I am out for now.
Stop recording. QuickTime Player is under the mouse.